Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. This is your host for the Hope Talk Radio Show. Today, Thursday, August the 26th, and I hope you're all having a great day. We're going to have a good show today. I have at least two guests that are scheduled to come on. We'll see if they can make it, and we'll have a great discussion. And as I said, my name is Bob Oakley, and I'm your host normally on Thursdays. And we share the hosting of different days of the week to give people a little bit different perspective each day on different projects and different programs that people are working on and that are involved in. And today we're going to talk a little bit about the people that are immigrants that are coming into this country that we're helping and we're working with, and we're going to cover some areas that they are interested in and some areas that we're helping them with. So the Hope Collection was started a number of years ago. I know it's over 25 years now. The Hope Collection was initially started by Dr. Joel Griffin, and Dr. Joel Griffin was a tremendous servant leader. He served people all around the world and in all different areas of their lives. And his mother, her name was Hope, so he named the Hope Collection after her. He wanted to memorialize her lifetime and her sharing of helping people around the country. And she was a school teacher. She was an artist, and she was a master at helping other people. And she was way ahead of her time in education. She had a master's degree in teaching. And she loved art and music and things like that. And so anyway, Joel wanted to memorialize her, and that's how the Hope Collection got the name Hope, and because of her name. And Joel is the same, follows the same example as his mother in helping other people. Joel is no longer with us. He's passed. I guess it's nearly a month now he passed away. But he was always helping people right up to the very end. He was helping people. I remember just a couple of days before he passed, I talked to him, and he was giving me ideas on what to work on, what to continue with. I've been fortunate enough to be on the board of directors because of Dr. Griffin. He asked me if I would be on the board. And then the board unanimously approved me, and I was both honored and I felt very humbled about that, doing that. But I accepted the position, and I'm still in that position, working with all the board members, and we're continuing to carry forward the legacy that Dr. Joel Griffin started many years ago, and we're going to continue that. As long as anybody wants to help them, which is every day, there's new people coming in that want us to help them. I see two people have arrived. We have my friend Larry from New Jersey. Hi, Larry. How you doing today?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you. Thank you very much. God is good. He's always looking out for us and helping us. And we also have, I believe this is Ron, it might not be Ron Clayton. Is this Gary Umphaville or Ron, one of you guys from Buffalo?
Hey, Ron.
Yes, sir.
Bob and Larry.
Hi.
Gary. Hi.
How are you, Gary?
How you doing, Gary?
Very good. Very good, thanks, man. Yeah.
Great.
I just wanted to join on the call today and listen in and whatnot, and if there's a lag in the conversation for a second, I'll jump in and share something, whatever, but I'm here to support anybody that is on the call. And
great.
And game. Now, pass it on. So,
I'm happy to have you on the show, and I'm happy for those of who you don't know, Gary Umfrabill is from Buffalo, and he's also was one of the hosts for a long time, and he's still doing it when he's able to do the show, and we appreciate that. We appreciate him so much because he brings so much to the such a great asset. He brings so much to the show. And Gary's been involved with it from the very beginning. He didn't start off in the beginning as a host, but he was involved in the Hope Collection and doing the things that we're doing to help people all the time. And thank you, Gary, for that. Thank you for serving. And we appreciate you and Linda both so very much, because Linda is a leader with Hope also, doing the smart shopping program that we have, working with that and working with Linda Clayton also. They just do a great job on that. And we thank you. You know, I want to tell you folks, this is a team effort. This is not an individual thing. We have a whole team of helping people. People like Gary Umfrabill and people like Larry Casperine that's on with us today, and others, many others who are out there working with people, and we use technology to our advantage today because the technology is available that allows us to do more things and in short a period of time than we used to be able to do. So. That's been a godsend also, is using the technology, and so we really appreciate the people that are setting up some of the technology for us. And Joel Griffin was a great promoter in that area also, in getting technology set up for us to help each other and to help other people, because that's what our motto is. Helping people and helping them to help other people. It's a very simple model, and it has a great message that we're the focus is on other people. It's not on us, and that's the way we like it, and that's the way we keep it, is focusing on helping other people, because that's what God wants us to do. Gary, did you have something you wanted to say?
No. I'm humbled by the fact that it's not all independent on me. It's not all dependent on you. It's independent on the Holy Spirit, who leads both of us, all of us, who call him Father. And it says in the Bible, call no man on earth Father, only your Father who resides in heaven. And I say, yes, excellent. But
great.
He
thank you.
Imbues in all of us that know him spiritually, physically, really, that he says, be united, and I'll help you. I'll be with you to the end of the age. and praise God.
Yep.
So.
Amen. Amen to that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, Dr. Griffin, he taught us many things. And one of the greatest things he taught us was helping other people. And he said, always keep
what? Bob?
Go ahead, Gary. Gary, go ahead.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
You were picking up there. You said always keep what?
Keep the focus on them, on the other people.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what we're doing this for. We're not doing it for us. We're doing it for them. We're doing it for everybody that we come in contact with that have a need or have an interest that they're interested in or something they can't accomplish on their own. So that's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to help them. And we are helping
mm-hmm.
them. We're helping many people all around the country, all around the world, as a matter of fact. I'm personally working with people in Colombia, South America right now, and in Brazil, and other locations. So we're very active and very busy, all of us. And we all have things to do that are regarding helping people and working with the Hope Collection. So that's what we do. And we don't get paid for it. This is volunteer. But it's what I get out of it is the personal satisfaction of helping people. When I see an immigrant's eyes light up, when I'm teaching, helping them to learn the English language, that just makes a big impression in my heart because God gave me the ability to help them. And I just am very thankful for that. One of us is helping someone with a financial problem, they need to make some additional income, and we're helping them with that. And my friend Derek down in Tennessee, he's doing a tremendous job of working with people down there, and in other locations. He uses the social media a lot, where he contacts people through the social media. Facebook and other ways, Messenger and other ways that he contacts people. So that works too. It doesn't work for me because I'm not that expertise. I don't have in the social media like he does. But many of you do, and that's a great way to do it because it does save time. And it saves money. You don't have to drive around to people's houses.
Mm-hmm.
So Larry,
yes,
what's
sir?
On your mind today?
Mm-hmm. Just trying to get through this pandemic. You know, everything's been, you know, things are starting to open up a little bit now. But it's been really rough.
Yeah.
But hopefully things are looking better. I don't know. But then again, you know, it's like...
Yeah, I know. I know.
You turn around and you got something else coming out again. You know, it's ridiculous anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the new variation, I think it's called Delta, of the virus, is causing some problems in some areas. But you know, it's different now than it was in January last year. It's much different now because the doctors now are equipped with ways to fight the virus and ways to cure the virus without a vaccination. And many of them are doing that. I've heard not that long ago, maybe a month ago, a doctor who's cured over 6,000 patients. In the past year from the virus without using vaccines. And he's using the new medications. See, these drug companies are not only developing vaccines, but they're also developing drugs to cure people without the vaccine for anybody who wants to. And they have many of those available now. So I say if you want to get the vaccine, you feel you need it, then get it. But if you don't want to, you shouldn't be forced to by the government to get it. That's my view on it. That's my first personal opinion, because I have not gotten the vaccine. And I'll be honest with anybody that asks me, I have not gotten it because I'm dealing with some other medical issues right now in my life that my doctor has recommended that I don't get it right now. At some point in time, the doctor says, you'll probably be able to get it, you know, but not right now. So anyway, that's one area that people have a big concern about right now is they still have that concern. We have a neighbor, we found out yesterday, she went to a concert a few days ago, or maybe 4 or 5 days ago, and at that concert she apparently picked up the virus. So she's in her home. She quarantined herself, and she's gonna be talking with the doctors and keeping doing whatever they say to keep from the virus getting worse, and to try to get rid of it. So, like you said, it's still around, you know, and it's gonna bother us for, I would say, for years to come. And look at how long we've been dealing with the flu. The flu is a virus also, by the way. People have been getting vaccines, flu vaccines, every year for years. And there's still thousands of people every year that die from the flu. So the coronavirus is no different. It's going to be around for a long time. I say to people, if you feel like you need the vaccine, go get it. You know, don't hesitate. Go get it. And if your doctor recommends it, go get it. You know, and if not, that's our decision. Each of us, our own decision. We don't need the federal government telling us what vaccine we have to take. So anyway, that was my soapbox for today. Gary, I mean Larry, I know you had invited me to go with you to the last meeting we had at the Knights of Columbus, and I apologize to you, but I'm sorry that I couldn't make it. At the last minute, I was working. And I was trying to get some painting done that evening because there was some rain was expected the next day. So I wanted to get that done. And I worked until after dark painting outside. And we got it pretty well done. And that helped because we did get some rain the next day. So you're still moving along with your house, your new property that you have. Things getting done.
It's a slow process. The guy that usually helps me there is he's ended up working at another place. So, you know, I haven't been over there. Well, haven't done anything probably for about a whole week, but we're getting there eventually. We'll get there eventually.
Yeah.
Just a matter of time.
Yeah.
Got to get having a problem with getting the all this, you know, the what do you call it, the our property line, because
you
know, you got to have the
the
right property line so you can we got to put up a fence and stuff like that yet, so we got to get all that stuff straightened out yet.
Uh-huh.
Always something to do on a house.
Mm-hmm. you know that.
You know, I found out over the years, you never finish working on a house. You never finish.
Nope.
Because there's always something to do. Either something you want to have changed or something you want to add or something goes broke and you have to fix it. Always something going on in a house. But that's the way it is when you own property and you want to keep it nice. You have to keep working with it. It's just like flowers. My wife has a lot of flowers, but she has to take care of them all the time. She has to water them. She has to feed them. She has to prune them sometimes, and different things that they have to do. It just takes time to do all that.
Mm-hmm.
And we all need to devote some time to it. I'm helping. I just want to mention with the immigrants, the Spanish immigrants. I'm helping with helping them with their. I talked about their English language. I'm helping with that, but I'm also helping with them in their housing situations. Some of them come over here, and we have a lot of them coming over here now. Not only Spanish people, but now they're coming over from Afghanistan and other areas where they need to get out of those countries because there's bad situations with terrorists and people who are not looking out for other people's interests. They're looking out for their own interests, and the more power they're trying to take. Instead of helping people like we do through the Hope Collection, so there's a lot of different countries that are. I was just reading this morning where the countries like Italy and the Netherlands and Denmark and England, they're all having flights come from Afghanistan to their countries where they're allowing those immigrants to come in. And some of them are regular Afghanis, and some of them are people from their own countries that have been working in Afghanistan to help the Afghanistan people. So a lot of that going on. I read also that there's nearly 100,000 now have been evacuated from Afghanistan. Just think what that's going to do to that country. You take 100,000 people that are actively involved in helping that country to grow, and now they're all being taken out in a couple of weeks' time. They're all so everything they were doing is basically stopped. You know,
mm-hmm.
Some of them might have been working with helping people to become help a better income or have a better job. Some of them may be helping the Afghanis to learn education and to further their education. And some of them maybe were doctors and nurses and dentists and so forth. They're all leaving their country, and that's going to have a severe impact on that country. And it's going to go back into the dark ages almost, where people were starving, and you know, some of those people were probably involved in processing food and getting that all ready for people to buy and eat from. So starvation could be also hitting that country very quickly. There's a lot of more problems there than people realize in that country, and that's not the only country in the world that's having those kinds of problems, because the people are coming out of other countries also, like China and Russia and other places where they want to come to this country and to have a better life. Those present tremendous opportunities for us to help those people. And they present tremendous opportunities for us to help those people to have a better life, and that's what I'm looking at now as far as what more can I do to help other people that are coming over here that want to, they want to stay here, and many of them want to get their citizenship in this country, and many of them want to be productive Americans, and so that excites me, because we have a lot of opportunities through the Hope Collection for them, and all we need to do is to contact them, get them registered in the Hope Collection, which is free registration, get them connected up with the coupons, which is free, and get them connected with a coach, like a Ron Clayton, or a coach like a Gary Umperville. Gary is a certified life coach, and a coach like Jack Hollier, or Sharon Anderson, or Artis Griffin, Joel's wife, Artis. They're all certified, and they all are willing to help people and reaching out to help people. So we all need to work together and continue to work as a team like Joel wanted us to, and Joel was setting up the example for us to do that, because he was always reaching out to people, and he was always reaching out to us to help us with tools that we can use to make it easier for us to work with people, and to make us more productive. I thank God that God had put Joel in my life many years ago. It's nearly 40 years ago now, where Joel and I became acquainted through another person that I knew, I'm so thankful that happened, and it has made a big impact on my life and my family, because many of my family members are friends of. We're friends of Joel Griffin, and have learned tremendous things. My daughter Heather, who is an attorney, she learned all kinds of skills through the Hope Collection, of working with people, of developing people, of communicating with people. And she has tremendous skills, and as a result of that, she's doing so much better in her job as an attorney, because she's learned those skills through the Hope Collection and through her associations with the leaders in this business. My son Randy is the same way. He has developed tremendous skills, and my son Bob and others. I have five of my children involved in the Hope Collection and in helping other people. And they're doing great things. They're doing great things in it. One of my sons is Derek Villano down in Tennessee. How you doing, Derek? I see you come on.
Yep, good. I'm excited.
Are you excited, Gary?
Yeah.
You tell me that every day you're excited. What are you excited about, Gary?
To help people have a better life.
Amen. Amen. That's what it's taken. That's what
I sent that a link out last night, Bob.
Awesome. Awesome, Derek. Way to go. You're a tiger.
Yeah.
You really are. I'm so proud of you, and I'm so thankful that God put you in my life. You know, Derek and I were not friends before the business. We came together through another person in the business, and I was working with that other person and helping him, and then he brought Derek into the business, and then Derek, the other friend, passed away. I called the corporation, and I asked them, I said, now look, I've been working with him for years, and I said, can we connect him up to me and because he has nobody, his sponsor is just gone, and um, so They said, sure, we'll do that. We'll connect him up to you. And that's what we did, right, Derek?
Yep.
And that's how Derek and I got started together. That was many years ago. And then Derek retired for a while in the program, in the business, and then he came back. And he came back and he says, Bob, I want to build this business. I want to help people. And so I said, okay, we'll do it. We'll do it. Let's do it. So we did. And he's going tremendously. Every day he's contacting people.
Now, I asked somebody on Facebook last night, are you interested in making some of your income? Some people ask me, doing what? What should I tell them, Bob?
Yeah, doing what?
I asked somebody, are you interested in making some additional income? Are you doing what? How should I respond to that?
Certification, doing what?
I asked somebody, are you interested in making some additional income? And somebody asked me, doing what?
Oh, okay. Well, we have to explain that to him. We have to get with
him. I'll connect you up to a friend of mine for more information.
Right, right. Absolutely. You know how to do that. You do the three-day calls all the time.
That's the best way, right?
Connect them up to me, and we'll talk about it, you know. And we'll see what their interests are, and see what they need, and then we'll help them to move forward in that.
I met a guy. I was talking to somebody in physical therapy.
Yeah, we have hundreds of different opportunities for people through the whole
collection. Facebook.
And all we do is we find out what it is they're interested in. Maybe they're interested in housing. Well, we've got opportunities in that area. Maybe they're interested in education. We got opportunities in that area. Maybe they're interested in certification in some areas. So we got thousands of certifications available for them. So, and they're all very simple processes. And they can learn them online, and they can get certified. And what is it that you're learning to be certified in, Derek? Tell the people.
Yep.
What do you want to be certified in?
I want to be a certified life coach.
Yep. Yep. And what do you tell people? That you're in training for what?
I'm in training to be a certified life coach.
Right, right, right. So everything he's learning every day, the things that Derek's learning, are going to help him to be a life coach. In other words, how does he answer questions when people ask him a question? How does he get people connected up with the websites to learn about the programs?
I just send him the link on Messenger.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
And all those things that he's doing, that each of us, many of us do. I don't do as much of those kinds of things because I'm not as I don't have the skills that Derek has in the in using the software that way. But I do it differently. You know, I do most of my contacts face to face, and either people I meet through my ministries, or either people I meet when I'm in the store. A week ago, I got a name and address and telephone number of a clerk in the store, and she said she was interested in making some additional income. So that's how I do it. You know, wherever I go, I make contacts with people. So and then I keep those contacts, and I tell them I can't promise you that I will get back to you in tomorrow, but in a week or two I will get back with you. And that's what I do. I call them, and then I ask them what is the best time of day to reach you, and they'll usually tell me either in the evening or the afternoon or whenever what's the best time to contact them, and then I write that down when I contact them, their name, their telephone number, and what's the best time to reach them. And the best day of the week. Some of them say the weekends. Some of them say, well, no, I'm off on Thursday. So I wrote that down. So I have that information so that I can contact them on that day and during that time frame. It's a very simple process. It's just like the registration in the home. Go ahead, Derek.
I'm still on, Bob. I'm gonna drop off.
Okay.
I'm gonna drop off.
Have a good day, Derek, and call me if you need me.
Okay. Okay, bye.
Okay, my friend.
Bye.
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 All right, guys. That was just a little bit of training that I do online when I'm talking with somebody, and I that's where I learned that from. I learned that from Dr. Joel Griffin. He was always, as part of his helping people, he was training them at the same time, training them into how to improve their lifestyle. Turning them in how to talk with people and how to have a great conversation, training them to keep the focus. He always trained us on keeping the focus on other people and to be available to them and to be available to other people when they need you. I try also, but I usually tell them that when I'm working, because I do still work almost full-time in construction with my two sons and on my own, and that's another way I'm helping people. But I do that, and when I'm working, I usually turn my phone off. So I can't be reached immediately many times because my phone's turned off. But at night, when I get done, I will check my phone, And generally, I will call back people unless it's too late. I will call them back usually in 24 to 48 hours if someone calls me. So that's how I do it. It's very simple. We do it at our own convenience. We do working with people through the Hope Collection at their convenience and at our convenience. So. That makes it much better. I'm not interrupted when I'm working, and I'm not interrupted when I'm talking with them. So it makes it much better that way for them and for me. So the other thing I want to mention is that we're doing this. I think I mentioned we're doing this as a team. It's a team effort. Each one of us has different skills and different talents that we can use. To work with people and to solve their problems. If someone that I'm working with says they have a need in a certain area and I don't have skills in that area, I don't try to fake it. I say, hey, look, I am not I don't have expertise in that area, but I know someone who is and who does, and I'm going to refer you to them. And that's what we do. Derek had a contact down in Tennessee that he worked for Home Depot, but his wife and some of her friends were planning a trip to Puerto Rico. They wanted to go down to Puerto Rico. Derek told me about it, and I talked to him. His name was John. I talked to John. And I said, John, you really need to talk with my friend Ron Clayton. I said, Ron Clayton has a tremendous travel business. And he can save people all kinds of money on their travels, on their airfares, and on auto fares and hotel fees, all that kind of stuff. He can save you a tremendous amount of money in doing that. He says, oh, he can? I said, yeah. I said, you and your wife should contact him. And I gave him his telephone number and his name. And I said, he will be happy to work with you. And guess what? He called Ron. He spent 45 minutes talking with Ron, and Ron is setting up a plan for his wife on how to save bucks on the travel. Now, that's a business for Ron, and Ron makes a little bit of money on that, But he also saves people a tremendous amount of money compared to what they would do. And I can give you a personal example of that. My daughter, Heather, the one I told you about, that's also involved with the program, she was wanted to set up some arrangements for her honeymoon. This was about a year and a half ago. And I said, why don't you call Ron Clayton and have him talk to you about it and see what he can save us some money on it. Oh, yeah, that's a great idea. So she did. She called Ron Clayton, and he made some tremendous arrangements for her. He had some special things set up for her also, where she would have all kinds of flowers in a room when she got there and discounts on meals and all kinds of things like that, and savings on her airfares and savings on a vehicle. It was a very, she said she was treated like royalty. And see, when you have the right contacts and you know people who are able to arrange things like that and save money on it, then it's a good thing. That's helping people. And that's what Ron Clayton does very effectively in the travel business. And I know he works with several ministries that he's helped them to save money and get free shipping on all the things that they're going to take to a foreign country where they're going to. He saves them tremendous money on those kinds of things. So that just gives you an idea of one of the businesses that I think very highly of, and a person, Ron Clayton, who I think very highly of. And Gary Umperville is affiliated with Ron also in that program. You see, so like I said, it's a team effort, and we don't try to do it all ourselves because we can. And we don't try to be everything to everybody because we can. But we have the contacts, and we have the programs that are available for people that we can give them just about any help that they need in any area. Because we, through Joel Griffin, we have made all these contacts. And he was a master of doing that, by the way. He was a master at finding out new programs that could be set up that we could use. For example, I think it was about a year and a half before he passed, he came up with the idea of setting up video conferencing on the Hope Collection. And we thought, you know, wow, that sounds like a great idea. We can see people face to face rather than them just listening to the voice going in either direction. So he worked on that for a long time, and he had a man down in Florida, Mike Schulman, who was a tremendous implementer and was able to get great things done for people that wanted to implement new things. Both Joel and Mike worked with that, and I talked to Mike a couple of weeks ago, and he said, Bob, we're just about ready to implement that for the Hope Collection, where we can go through using our own cell phone and have video through the Hope Collection. So I'm very excited about that also. That's coming very soon. And Mike said he said that was one of the things that Joel had asked him to make sure that gets implemented. And I know Mike that when he makes a commitment to somebody, it's going to happen. And it is going to happen. So that's another area that we're adding to the Hope Collection. And people will be able to use that no matter where they're at, because they can do it through their cell phone, just dial into it. So it's a great feature. And that will be another asset for the Hope Collection, another program that we can use to help people. Does that make sense, Larry?
Yes, it does.
Sounds like a good tool, doesn't it?
Yes.
How about you, Gary? That sound good?
It sounds great.
I know you've probably been on some of the Zoom calls, right? Where we do Zoom calls, on some of the nights, that's a great tool also, is a Zoom. But that's a little different technology than what we have to use with the Hope Collection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's going to work great. But I know it is.
I know that tonight, Aris is going to be on the call this being Thursday, last Thursday of the month. Seeing how at, I believe, 8 o'clock. telling us what to do in order to become involved with telling others about stuff. And I'm a little behind Linda, my wife, in getting on to the call, but as long as she and I get on it together, I see how to do it. But she's much more computer literate than I am. But Alan, I'm learning. So,
as soon as Mike calls me and tells me that it's ready to go, I'm going to send out something to a broadcast like to all of the people that are involved, actively involved with the Hope Collection, so that they will understand how to get into that and how to use it and so forth.
Yeah.
But I can see with prospects where that's going to be a big asset for me personally, because I like to talk to people face to face. And I've always done that all my life, and I like to do it that way. Well, with this video conferencing, we'll be able to do it face to face, and we can have one person on the call, or we can have 10 people on the call if we want to, you know, and be training and teaching and helping a number of people at once, you know. So it's going to be a great asset.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, Larry, what kind of other things are you involved in with the Elks now? I know you're very active with the Elks as well as the Knights of Columbus and the veterans. So what kind of other activities are you involved in right now?
Yeah, take a ride week.
Larry, are you still there?
20 minutes.
Hello, Larry.
Yes.
Yeah, you're still there?
Yes, how you doing, Bob? Yep, I'm still here.
Yeah, good. I know you're involved in a lot of other things. And didn't they just have a big veterans thing that you were at middle of August or something?
Oh, yeah, we had a motorcycle run for the veterans on, I think it was on 14th, August 14th, they had a big run from...
that's what I thought it was, the 14th, yeah.
Yep, it was a nice run. We ran, we went into Pennsylvania and came back, and then it was pretty nice. And it ended up in name of the place. It was with the... Knights of Columbus, too. It was the Elks and the Knights of Columbus getting together, and they had thing for the veterans. It was very, very nice.
Wow, that's great. That's great. Mm. I was this past week, I was out in, you know where Jim Thorpe, Pennsylvania is? Jim Thorpe?
Yeah.
And Lee Hyten. I was thinking about you as I was driving up and down those hills and around those curves and through those small towns that was certainly some good area to be riding a motorcycle on.
You know what? I went out there one day, right? My son took me out there, and we went out there.
Yeah.
And then what happened was we had to drive back from there, and it was raining, so we had to wait, and it was so dark.
Wow.
I mean, it was like I don't know how that guy.
Not a good area to be riding in if it's raining, I tell you.
No.
All those roads and hills and mountains and everything there.
Yeah, it was like I couldn't see nothing and everything like that. But I made it back. But
Wow.
It was a little bit of a pain in the neck. I couldn't see nothing. I had glasses, but still, it's just. You know, it was so dark, and you can imagine riding on a motorcycle.
You need windshield wipers on your glasses. That's what it was.
Yeah, exactly. You need some. Yep.
Yeah.
It was some ride.
How bad? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. It's really a beautiful country out there. Really country. It's really beautiful.
Yes, it is.
A lot of scenic areas and a lot of historical areas and a lot of tourism areas and all that out there. It's beautiful.
Yes, it is.
Very, very nice. My son and I have been rehabbing a house out in Lansford, Pennsylvania, which is just a few miles down the road from Jim Thorpe. And It's a small town. It's got a lot of homes there that are been evacuated because people don't have any work on that area, you know. This developer that we work with buys these homes, and then he has us do the rehabilitation of the home and get it back in good shape that people can live in and can be sold. We've been doing a lot of those, probably 20, 25 of them in the last year and a half, 2 years. But anyway, it's a very lucrative business, and it's a very good way to make income for people. And since God has blessed me with a number of construction skills over the years, through much sweat and hard work, I've learned to do a lot of different trades. In fact, most of them. So it helps out. When my sons need help, I say, okay, give me a call, and if I'm available, if I'm not doing one of my own jobs, I'll help you. And that's the way we've been doing it for years. And I just finished painting a house on the outside. And, man, it was so hot during the last 3 or 4 weeks. I was just wringing wet before the day was over from sweat. And you think painting is not that hard, but it is. It is hard, especially when you're climbing up and down ladders 20, 30 feet in the air. And doing painting from the ladders, it's hard work. And most of the time, we try not to paint in the bright sunshine, but sometimes you have to just to finish up a job. And that's the hardest when you're in the bright sunlight and trying to paint a house. The paint dries much faster, and it's harder to put on and so forth. But we get it done. But that's something I do to help people besides helping them with other areas in their lives. I'm no different than anybody else. I'm no better than anybody else. I just happen to have a strong desire and motivation to help people. And because I believe that's what God wants us to do. He says,
love me first, then love my people, and love loving them by helping them, help them in whatever areas they need help in. And so that's the rule that I follow. And as I said, I'm not any better than anybody else. One of the Spanish guys, him and his family, went back to Ecuador for almost a month. They left in the middle of August, and they're not coming back until, I don't know, the first or second week in September. He does a lot of things in the Spanish ministry that I'm also involved in, and he asked me if I would fill in for him on certain Sundays to be a Eucharistic minister and to help out with other, help the priest and during the Mass and so forth. And so I'm doing that to help him out also. And he's another person that's getting involved in our business program to help people and to save people money and to help people to save time and save money and save time and develop an income. Those are the things that are available for people through the Hope Collection. So those are some of the areas that that we're working with people in housing and education and certification and developing additional income and working with other people and helping them. All those areas are available through the Hope Collection. All we have to do is anybody that contacts us, they can call us, or they can reach us through the Hope Collection. The registration for the Hope Collection is done through a site called optimizemylife.org, O-R-G, or .com. You can use either one, O-R-G or .com. But Optimize My Life is all one word. That's O-P-T-I-M-I-Z-E-M-Y-L-I-F-E, optimizemylife.org or .com. And you know, there's a registration button on the first screen. You click on that, and you can register in the Hope Collection for free. I think there's 8 items on the screen that you have to fill out. One of them is who referred you to the program. If you don't know who referred you, just put the name of Bob in there, B-O-B. It's spelled the same forwards and backwards. And I will be happy to talk with you. Because that I get notified when someone comes in and it says I've been referred to them. If you have a friend who's referred you, then put their name in there. But if you don't have somebody who referred you and you just want to find out more information and you want to be registered in the Hope Collection for free, that gives you a whole lot of benefits. It gives you access to a coach, a life coach who can work with you. It gives you access to free coupons for life, and it gives you access to a whole bunch of other benefits, things like that I mentioned, education and certifications and housing and various other things that are available through the many sites that we have available to us. So. With that, I think we're just about out of time here. Larry, you got anything you want to add at the end?
No, I think you said it just about everything.
Okay. Well, I didn't cover everything because it would be impossible to cover everything with a 60-minute call. There are just so many different aspects of hope. And that's why I recommend to people, don't just listen to one show. Go and dial in any day of the week, Monday through Friday, from 12 noon to 1 o'clock Eastern time. And we even have a Saturday morning call at 9 o'clock Eastern time, which is also about an hour that we talk about different things on the Hope Collection. It's the same telephone number, Monday through Friday, and it's 714-816-4686. That's 714-816-4686. And you can come in and you can listen, or you can come in and ask questions.
And we will try to answer your questions online. If not, we'll get you an answer. And then we'll help you to move forward and have a better life. Gary, you got any last-minute things you want to add?
No, I want to say enjoyed talking with you, Larry. And, I'm back tomorrow at the same time, 12 noon, and we're going to have, many people.
You're cutting out, Gary.
I'm saying, sometimes on Friday I don't get a chance to talk because there's so many people on the call. But you want to hear six-time nominee for the Nobel Peace Prize, Len Cain. And he's incredible.
Right. Yes,
but,
and he's usually on Fridays, right.
Yes. And come on back and come out at noon and listen. 714-816-4686.
Right.
And listen. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Gary. Say hi to Linda. Bye-bye, my friend. And Larry, you say hi to Josie, and we'll talk to you guys later.
God bless you all, and God bless America. Have a great day. Bye.